The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Today's daf is being studied in the Shvat Avraham ben Esther, who Hashem ten Yehemet ben Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied through Ashi ben Amikid ben Jami ben Atzlachat ben Yamin Mordechai ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Sadigim al Amud Bet. We're at the Mishnah. We are discussing over here two laws. One law that we've discussed till this point, and one new law that we're going to introduce. The first law that we discuss is the law of Kibbutz, which is a law that teaches us that if the blood of a hatat falls on the garment of the Kohen, let's say, that beged has to be made kibbutz on it. We saw two reasons in the Rishonim why you have to make kibbutz on the beged. One is because you're not allowed to take the blood of a hatat outside the azara, therefore if you take the garment outside the azara, it's considered chutz. Or because of the law of notar, that after a certain time, the blood becomes notar, and if you don't wash it out of the beged, it's going to become notar. You're not allowed to let blood become notar, so you have to wash the beged. Now, Nitaz al Ha'or Ad Shelo Hufshat Eno Ta'un Kibus Mishe Hufshat Ta'un Kibus Tevrede Bihuda Rabbi Elazar Omer Af Mishe Hufshat Eno Ta'un Kibus. Now we're discussing whether the blood did not sprinkle on a garment, the blood sprinkled on the or on the actual flesh of the behemah. The animal died, so you have the skin of the animal, the blood sprinkled on the flesh or the hide of the animal. So the law is like this. Ad shelo hufshad, before it was hufshad, skinned, eno ta'un kibus. However, mishu hufshad, once you skinned it, ta'un kibus. That's the Yehuda. The Bil Azad says, even mishu hufshad, eno ta'un kibus. We are going to see in the Gemara. Good, which means according to this, ad shelo hufshat ein ta'un kibus, because it's not mekabel tum'ah. When it's still attached to the animal, we're going to learn a law. For an item to need kibus, it has to be ra'ui lekabel tum'ah without doing anything to it. Okay? Even when it's hufshat, according to the second rabbi. Why? Because ad shelo nitkan liot keli ein ta'un kibus, which means now it's hufshat, but it's still not a keli yet. You need to do something to it. Which is even you can use it as a, let's say, a rug. But only after you make a mahshava. Which you have to think that I want to use it. It needs a, what do you call it? A yihud in the mind, in the mahshava. So the first shita holds, once it's ra'ui, let's get the mahlok good. Once it's ra'ui l'kli belo ma'aseh, it needs a din of kibbutz. Therefore, once it's stripped, even though it's not a kli lekabel tumah, kli yad machshava, but it's not mechusar maaseh. So therefore it's mekabel tumah. Therefore it's mekabel kibus. Vashegan, the second shita says, granted that you don't need a maaseh to make it mekabel tumah, you need a machshava to designate it. And since it's mechusar machshava, it's not mekabel kibus. That's the machloket. Continue the Mishnah. Eno ta'un kibus. Mekabel kibus, we're talking about over here. Eno ta'un kibus or ken ta'un kibus. That's the din in the Mishnah. Yeh kibus or no kibus. Mekabel tumah is not until you make machshava. There's no argument on that. Eno ta'un, Mishnah. Eno ta'un kibus ela mekom hadam. That you only need kibus, the place of the blood. Vedavar shu ra'ui lekabel tumah. It has to be on a place that's ra'ui to receive tumah. V'ra'ui l'chibus, and that's v'ra'ui to launder. Echad beged, whether it's a regular garment, whether it's echad sack. Sack is what? Goat's hair? I guess beged is felt. Beged, say beged. Wool linen, regular garment. Sack is sack cloth. V'echad a'or, whether it's leather. Te'unim kibus. The kibus b'makom kadosh. You do the kibus inside the azara. That's a beferush pasuk. V'shmirat keli heres b'mkom kadosh. Halacha says if you cook the korban in a keli heres, so the law is you have to break the keli heres because you cannot make hagalah in a keli heres, and it has the korban inside of it. So what do you do with it? V'keli heres t'shamir. Where do you break it? In mazara. U'mirika v'shtifa v'keli nechoshet b'mkom kadosh. When you cook the korban in a metal vessel that needs mirika v'shtifa, which is also hagalah and cleaning it, where do you do that? In the azara. Ze homer behatat mekodshei kodashim, which means the law of merika ushtifa, that means cleaning the keli, that only applies to korban hatat, not other kodshei kodashim. It's a chumrah of hatat over other kodshei kodashim. Okay, let's read the Rashi. Elam kom adam v'lo kol abeg. You don't have to clean the whole garment. You just have to clean the stain of the blood. בדבר אולי קבל תומה ואף פי שמחוסן מחשבה ולבד שלא יהיה מחוסן מלאכה וסתמה כלבי יהודה. Right, that's going like the Yehuda, that line. Because it says, even though the garment is מחוסן מחשבה, so long as it's שייך to מקבל תומה, even though you didn't make a מחשבה yet, it's okay, it's going to be מקבל תומה. וראוי לקיבוס בגברה מפרש ממותי מים, מקום קדש ועזרה, שפק יחש שבשם החלטה מקום קדש ובגן ידפלה, זה חומר, a kibus guy, correct, by kibus. Right. All other hata'ot, kadkushche kodashim, don't need kibus. But by hata'at, you need kibus. That's a chumrah, regabe kibus, not by shtifa merika. Because they have no tar on that. But the other case of kibus only applies to hata'at. That's chomer of hata'at over the other kadkushche kodashim, regabe kibus bilvad. Gemara. Yeah? Okay, let's go. Minanemile. Okay, how do I know or and sack? How do I know if the blood goes on leather or goes on goatsin? The Tanu Rabbanan beged and the Ela beged minan rabot or meshehufshat. How do I know even the skin that, well, if there was skin from the animal? Talmud Amar Asher Yizeh Aleha Techabes. It says it in a general. Yizeh Aleha. It doesn't say what. Anything. Yachol She'ani Merabe Or Ad Shelo Hufshat. Even before it was skinned. Talmud Amar Beged. Ma Beged Ara'u Lekaber Tum'ah. Afko Ara'u Lekaber Tum'ah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so it's got to be Ra'ui Lekaber Tum'ah. When it's on the animal, it's not Ra'ui. When it's skinned, it's Ra'ui. Albeit you have to make a machshava, but it's ra'ui. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, beged, eni ela beged, minayin rabot, tzak, v'chol, mine begadim, Talmud lomar, asher, literally, yizeh aleha techabes, all garments, yachol, she'ani marbe or meshehufshat, even or meshehufshat, Talmud lomar, beged, man beged, avara, mekabel tuma, actually, after mekabel tuma as it is, not mechusan machshava, no good. Therefore, since it's mechusan machshava, it's not going to be mekabel. It has to be in the final stage where it's mekabel tuma. That's the machlok between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar. If there's a chayuv kibus on something that's ra'oi lekabel tuma, the machshava.
Even machshava, he's not going to make it.
Right.
It's not a
big one. Right. Even though it's ra'oi lekabel tuma, just with a machshava, not enough. According to Elazar, it's enough. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's enough. Machloket the Biuda or Shehufshat. The Biuda says it's not Ui lekabel tuma b'li ma'ase. The Biuda says no. I don't care. Bottom line, it's not kebeged. So Gemara says, my benayu. Okay, which means comes out. And where did they learn this from? From the word beged. That's the source. So there's going to be nafka minot now. According to this, what type of beged is going to be metame need kibus? So Gemara says, "My benayu, give me halukim." Amar Abaye. Here's the first case. Matlit pechuta meshalosh ika benayu. You have a matlit. That's a patch, let's say, a garment that's less than 3x3 etzba'ot. Normally, a beged to be considered a beged from the Torah has to be at least 3 etzba'ot by 3 etzba'ot. Okay? Oh, so the shayla is, if it's less than 3x3 etzba'ot, is it going to be mekabel tum'a legabe kibus or not? Man de'amar ra'oi, According to the opinion that says to be Hayav Kibbutz, has to be Ra'ui, Ha Nami Ra'ui. How is it Ra'ui? Which means, Te'i Ba'e Hashiv Aleha. The garment has no Hashivut on its own right. But if the owner is Mashivit, and says, to me, it's Hashuv even a bigot, less than 3x3, so Mashavah can bring it in the Tumah. Oh, so that garment will need Kibbutz. However, man de amar davar amekabel tuma ami alabat kibud etumai. At the stage it is said now, some kibud tuma, because it's mechusav mechusav. So Rabbi Yonah kibud by beged.
But both will agree that if he was machshivet,
it works. Right,
then
it was before you were machshivet.
Right, he didn't even think it.
That's the kavana. Before you machshivet, the coin to be without ra'ui.
Since you could.
Right. The coin to be razar. That's right. Exactly. Another nafkamina. Rava amar. Which means a beged that's, let's say, that we to wear, but the guy does not come out to wear it. He wants to make pictures on it. He wants a, embroider on it. Which means he says that a beged that's designated for embroidery is considered a beged, the hayuf kibus, the iba'im batel le machshavte, which means only a beged that a person wears is mekabel tumah. So once the guy had kavanah that he's doing it for embroidery, it's not mekabel tumah, but he could change it. The guy with another machshavah can reverse it, now he wants to wear it. So therefore, it's not only mekabel tumah. Ma'an da'amad avala mekabel tumah, hashtami alav bat kemule tumahi. Same machlok. Another one says, no. Right now it's not mekabel tumah, therefore it's not going to be kibbutz. Another nafkamina, Rava Amar, utzba dehashiv ala lekatzea ika benayhu. What's that? You have material. You're going to use it for a rug. So he decides to cut the, the roll of material. And he wants to, cut off the edges to make it pretty, to make it smooth and all that. But I guess he wants to use the rug. He wants to make it look nice. So again, utzba is a piece of material. Shehishev lekatzea. This coming out was to, trim it, let's say. Man de'amar ra'ui hainami re'uya. Why? Why is it ra'ui? Because you can mevatel it and use it for what?
Same thing. It won't be as pretty.
The way it is. Which means like this. Until he finishes the garment, until he finishes the rug, it's not mekabel tumah sad keli yet. So the guy's machshava was, I still want to work on it. So it's not mekabel tumah. But since he could mevatel that machshava, so then the rug is considered a rug of medium. Now why is the rug mekabel tumah sad a bigot? Where is it a bigot? But you could lie on it. Is that the deen? I guess because you can lie on it, you can wrap yourself around it.
Yeah, you can use it.
You can use it as a tashmish, as a talet. Okay, fine. So therefore, so this case over here is also saying machloket. Manda amad mekabel tumah, halav mekabel tumah, and mekatzalet. Okay, the other shita says not mekabel tumah until you actually do the cutting. So the Gemara says we have tanya like we have in a bright. It's not a question; it's a proof. The bish from Menashe Omer Otzba shehashav ala lekatzah tehora. Until you actually do it. If you didn't have kavanah to make kitzi'ah, it'd be tamei right away. It'd come to my right away because it's done. Once you're ready, you machshiv to make kitzua, so you extended the situation, you extended the procedure. Therefore, it extends the tahara. But once you're ready, you finish the kitzi'ah, so therefore it's going to be okay. We continue the Mishnah. En ta'un kibus. We say only where the blood is. You don't have to wash the whole garment. Only where the blood is. The stain itself. How do I know this? Tetanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Yachol nitaz al miksat beged. Yechol a beged taun kibus tamu domar asher yize. Lo amat idecha ele makom dam bilvad. Asher yize, where the hazah was on. On the beged itself, on the spot itself. Vedavar shu ra'u lekabel tum'ah. Something that's the kintanashon of the Mishnah, ra'ui lekabel tumah. Who's that like? Stamah could be Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, has to be mamash lekabel tumah, not ra'ui. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only ra'ui lekabel tumah, meaning b'machshava. Even what's Bechusa Machshav asking him to come, it's Ra'ui lekamel tumah. Continue. Ra'ui lekibus. Has to be Ra'ui to wash, to launder. Lema'ute kli debar girirahu. I guess what, a vessel. Made out of wood or metal. I guess what, you can't launder it? You need to scrape. Scraping is not good. It's got to be something like that's nibla. Even on the wood, I guess. It's not, doesn't work. You just scrape it off. Ehad beged vehad sak. Okay, what do we say? Anything. Whatever the material is.
So something that requires scraping. Right.
The law of kibbutz does not apply.
So we have to scrape it?
That's what it's mashma. Yeah, only if it's in the stag. Gizrata katuf. Yeah, in shum chayuv lasir memenu et adam. That's what it sounds like. Then he quotes a braita later on that's going to say you have to make girur. It's a whole subject. Rabbam, do you have to make girur or not? But put it this way. Kibush you don't have to make. Water you don't have to put on it. Because it's not shayah kibush. Be mahluk, you have to scrape it off. Okay, had begin v'had sak. Begin v'had sak. The memra de or bar kibusu. So you're telling me what? Leather. So that means what? Leather is cleanable? Is leather washable or launderable? What mean? No, it says zaita alav l'shleshet. This is talking about Masechet Shabbat. We learned this over here. If let's say you had a pillow on Shabbat and there was some lichluch on the pillow, mekanha b'smartut. You can only wash with a rag, a dry rag. You cannot use water because the water would be considered laundering. It's melabim. But if it was a leather pillow, noten ale hamayim, you can even put water on it. Ah, chetechle. So what do you assume? There's no laundering by leather. So then, what's the din of kibus? Amar bayel akasha arabanan ha achirim detanya beged vehasak mechabeso. So we have over here, Dam Hatta went on the Beged and went on the Sak, Mechabeso. Hakli ve'or, but if it fell on a vessel or leather, Megarero. That Hakama says, no kibus. Megarero, just scrape it off. So here you see clearly it says scrape it off. Acherim omrim, Beged ve'asak ve'or, Mechabeso, even or, Mechabeso. So you see what? It's a machloket. Our Mishnah is going like Acherim, that's telling me leather, no. That leather, yes. Leather, yes, is bar kibus. And Nechemiah, not Shabbat as well. So he won't let you on Shabbat also, put the water on the leather as well.
It's bar kibus, but scrape it?
No. He will not scrape it. Kibus it. It's bar kibus. Acherim. Beged, vasak, va'od, mechabeso. He holds it as bar kibus. So our Mishnah is going like Acherim. This is or. Keman as la adamar b'chaya bar asher. Rav Asher said, many times I was in front of Rav and he used to clean his leather shoes on Shabbat. He was putting his shoes in the water on Shabbat. Who's going like Rabbanan? Obviously, I'd say, what? There's no kibbutz by leather. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Amar Rava. What are you talking about? Is there anybody that says leather is not bar kibus? I mean, how could the rabbi say leather is not bar kibus? It says in the pasuk by negaim. Clearly, it says what, well, by the leather garment, techabes kibus. Ela amaraba kra. Which means the pasuk that you just quoted by Tzaraat and the Mishnah that said that it's our Mishnah that said you need kibus is talking about soft leather. Soft leather is shayach kibus. Where's the machloket between Achirim and the rabbis? That is by kashin, hard leather. V'had amar b'chiya zimnin sagi'in hava ka'imna kamederav v'shakshichi le'mesane b'maya b'kashin u'chrabbanan. And Rav, they used to wash his shoes on Shabbat, which was leather. It was hard leather, according to the rabbi's opinion. Hadar amar Rava. After that, Rava came along and said, la'av miltahi da'amre. The way I explained the pasuk by Tzara'at, that's talking about soft leather, it's not the pshat. Niku nemale lekra dechi ketivan berachin ketivan, which means Niku nema le lekra dechi ketivan berachim ketivan. You think we're going to come along and establish the pasuk that it's davka talking about salt leather? Mi lo askinam bichli achsilgiya. Aren't we talking about leather that's made from cooked leather, hard boiled leather? Habaim medinat hayam, that comes from overseas. Now what that's talking about, hard leather. The kamar achmaran v'ek kibus, and still to us is a needs kibus. But I guess the assumption is that leather was hard leather. How do you know we're talking about that leather, by the way? Because it says kli or stam. That's the point. So nobody said soft leather. So he said, no, I retract. How can I come along and say to my soft leather? Does the bazook say soft leather? It says old. Right? Even talking about the hard leather that's boiled, brought overseas. Different hadush. Which means, really, I'm going to tell you that what? We're going to square it off now. Soft leather for sure is bar kibus according to everybody. That's not a discussion. Soft leather is bar kibus. On hard leather, that's where you have the machloket. And our Mishnah that says leather needs kibbuz is going according to the opinion that says hard leather is a bar kibbuz. Oh, what about the pasuk by tzara'at? Tzara'at kema de megufe kaparha. Since the tzara'at itself comes out of the goof, comes out of the skin of the body, mehalchela le umishaven le rach. Which means, where's the tzara'at on his skin? Okay?
Tzara'at on leather?
On his skin, on or basar adam. Okay, the skin of the garment.
Right, that's the best one.
Fine. What happens is, even hard leather becomes soft. Since it's coming out of the leather, the spot where the tzara'at is, it opens the pores of the leather, so to speak, and therefore it moistens it or softens it. So therefore, even hard leather is soft leather than the gabet sarat. So that's the maskana. Soft leather, everybody says, is bar kibus. Hard leather is mahloket. Amishnah is going according to acharim that say hard leather is bar kibus. Rav that washed his shoes on Shabbat was going like the rabbis that hard leather is la bar kibbuz. Sara'at in all cases, because all cases of sara'at, even if it starts off hard leather, becomes soft with the sara'at.
Can we say our Mishnah is also going like everyone, and it's talking about soft leather? Instead of pinning our Mishnah to Ahirim for the hard leather.
You could say it's soft leather v'rakol, absolutely. And that would be better. That's a better answer, so you don't have to be mokim the Mishnah like Ahirim. This is correct. Right. They say that. Lechen mishnatenu osechet be'or rach v'u shenuya kedevrei hakol. Perfect. So Gemara says, but if you want to make a question, amar ava ikasheli hakasheli. You want to make the question. This is the question. Karim uksatot derakinin hu. It says you have pillows that are made from soft leather. They make them from soft leather, so it's easy to sleep on them. Tenan haita shel or noten ale hamayim ad shetichne. How can you say this is a shita that says you could clean the pillows on Shabbat? Leather pillows, the kaura, are soft leather. So we have to go back. Ela amar Rava that the Mishnah on Shabbat was talking about soft leather. Also, what's the question then? Kol kibus telet le kiskus. If you're just putting water on it, is not considered kibus. A kibus is kiskus, where you scrub it, you rub the garment against each other, and therefore the Mishnah lets you put it on what do you call it, on leather, because what do? You just clean it off and it'll come off. But on a baggage you need to make kiskus. So therefore even or rach, shtifat maim is not considered kibbutz.
Just pouring the water.
Yeah, pouring water on it and then going like this with your hand.
Water on a rag.
Then you gotta make a squeeze, gotta scrub it. That's kibbutz. So therefore, really, the leather in the Masechet Shabbat by the pillows is soft leather, but soft leather is not a problem because you're not making kibbutz. Okay, continue. Look at Ashi. Lo sheme kibus, third line. Hilkach noten alav mayim ad shetichle shari be'or. Ve'afilu rach. Ukaman parich, the Gemara is going to ask, yihache, Beged name kibus lo have ila ayde kiskus. So let's say beged also. If kiskus is the whole item, there's no enough kevinah between leather and garments. So Yamara says, Vehad the Amar of Hayab Barashek. Continue the story now. Zimnin Sagi never came the Kamedera, Beshakshike, Misane, Bimaya. He says, many times I was in front of Rab and I washed his shoes for him on Shabbat. Shikshuk in. Shikshuk means you just put water on it. Aval kibus lo. Iberakin uktavra kol. Either it was soft leather and it's a dvrei akol because there was no kiskus being made. Ibekashin, or we say it was hard leather. Uchacharim, and that's the reason why he didn't make shifshuf, because shitata harim that said this kibus even by or kasher. Again, I repeat, according to this answer, we have to understand what was Rav Chaya washing Rav's shoes. He made kibus without shifshuf. Without scrubbing. He did. He put his rubber shoes in water. Either I can explain it one of two ways. Either it's soft leather, the devrei kol, where he didn't make shikshuk, because everybody will agree that even soft leather, kibus is only through shikshuk. Or I could say it's hard leather, and the reason why he didn't make shikshuk is because he's mahmi like achirim. Because by hard leather, even Ahirim is going to hold that what Shikshuk is considered a kibus. When the rabbis are going to say, even Shikshuk by hard leather is mutar. So now we're learning the machloket differently. By hard leather, the machloket is, everybody says to put water on it is no problem. The machloket is going to be, is Shikshuk kibus by hard leather? Rabbanan say, no. Rabbanan say, Rabbi Ahirim will say, yes. That's why I could say that when Rav Chaya cleaned Rav's shoes, which were leather, they could even be hard leather, but he didn't make shikshuk, alibad achirim that say hard leather without shikshuk is okay. Right. Gemara continues. So if that's the case, it should be permissible even to take a pillow on Shabbat that's a beged and put water on it. Because if you tell me you don't make shikshuk, shikshuk is accused even beged. Shiriyat, famous line. Beged. Shiriyato zehu kibuso. By a beged, soaking it in water, that is the kibus. It's a very important halacha. That's why on Shabbat, you can't put water on the beged. Even though you're not scraping and you're not rubbing, you have a stain on the shirt, they take the seltzer, they just put it on the beged. Shiriyato zehu kibuso. The water itself is the kibus. My leather, maybe you have to rub and things like that, but a beged like that, just a, or there's a stain on the rug. So right away, the ladies come running with the seltzer, they pour it on the beged. I'm not touching it, I'm just putting some water there. That's jiri, I told you, kibbutzo. That's the problem.
But that's not rug, maybe not.
Yeah, that's it. It's not leather.
It's cloth.
So Gemara says, Rava le ta'ame. Rava is following his reasoning. The Amar, Rava, Zarak, Sudar le Mayim. You took a Sudar. Like a handkerchief, and you threw it into the water. Hayav, zarach pishtan lamayim. Hayav, even linen. Pishlama sudar avid kibus. When you put the sudar, shiriyato zehu kibuso, and therefore what you made the melechet kibus. Imurat kiskus. Ela zera pishtan maitama. But why pishtan? Flax. Why when you throw flax into the water? Because it starts to grow, so it's zoreya. I mean, you didn't throw a linen garment, you threw flax.
So it says,
why do you say only flax? Anything you throw in the water is going to grow, even wheat and barley. So it says, no, hanach it lehu rire. There's sprouts that when you throw it into the water, they grow. Okay, יש להם רירים היוצאים הם בשלייתם במים וזה גורם להם להידבק יחד. But they come attached together and they start growing. Okay. So Gemara says, יחי שלחים נמה. Okay. אורות לא מעובדים למים בשבת, שגם הם מוצאים רירים ונדבקים יחד ויותם במים. What am I worried about? Is this planting? What's the issue of it?
Yeah. Stone.
So it causes them to stick together.
And therefore, when they stick together, what happens?
It's
lash. Or it's a different isur.
This is below. The Gemara below is going to
say. Okay, so let's say it's a different isur. But somehow when you stick it together, all the, what do I call it, Irim?
He says mucus.
Okay, the mucus on the tips of the, what do you call it, the seeds?
When soaked in water, causes them to stick together.
Fine. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, there's another item that sticks together in water. What's that? Leather. Untanned leather should be asut to throw in the water on Shabbat, because they also have these ririm that come out, they stick together. So why is it only the hatam ka'avid lisha? Oh, that's the asut. By zera pishtan, when it comes together, so that's lash. Lash is, I guess, when you take two items that are separate and you congeal them together through water, like lash is what you take pieces of flour. Do the agent of water and you put them together. So the same thing over here. And why the leather doesn't make lisha? Why is the leather not lisha?
I don't know if is the leather getting mixed together, or is
so doesn't really mix.
Stick together. Bears no resemblance to what.
It's not one. It's not one.
Since the connected hides retain their individual.
Exactly. It's not one. Not single, exactly. They're separate. Bottom line, they're really separate. It's not like gibul by the dough. It becomes one entity.
Right.
So I can add, when you stick the pishtan, it looks like one dough, one gibul. It's not separate. But again, leathers that you stick in the water, even though they're separate, they're sticking together. You see two entities. Okay, no problem. Tada shabbat. Go further. Mutar lechabes min al b'shabbat. Okay. You can clean your shoes on Shabbat. Many times I was in front of Rav. I washed his shoes on Shabbat. You said mutar lechabes. So Rav Chaya didn't make kibbutz. He just soaked his shoes in the water. But kibbutz is going to be asur. Hadar uki Rava amura alem v'darash. So Rava got his interpreter back on stage over there, and he gave me the rasha. Devarim she'amarti lefnechem ta'utem biyadi. Unbelievable. That's what I said. It was a mistake. Beram kach amru shikshuch mutar kibus asur. Shikshuch is mutar kibus asur. Who's that going like?
Like
Harim v'kashim. Nachmi like that?
Like everyone.
No, he said or kashe. If you say it's rach, then it's going like everybody. If you say it's kashe, it's only going like Harim. So he says like this. Hidush. Ma says it tamua. This story that we just read is shocking. Rava kevar bi'er shegam hachamim haholkim al acherim v'sorim she'or kashe eno itan lekibus klal maskirim she'or rach nitan lekibus lefi ze kashe darash Rava metahela shemutan lekabes min al etkevet rak min al acherim me'or kashe. What was the problem exactly? When Rava got up and said that mutan lekabes beged b'shabbat is according to the hachamim by or kashe. So what did the rabbi come? What are you talking about? We washed the clothes, we washed the begadim, the shoes of Rav, and we didn't make kibbutz. Yeah, that was soft. What was the shayla? What he had to retract for?
He just said one statement.
He just one statement. So
he
stam. So he says, "Imkem adua tzach la'azor bo." Good by heart.
People wouldn't know that.
Yeah, but only Harim is also said to scrub by heart. So what do you say? He said, "Mutal lechabes." The rabbi goes, "Oh, what are you talking about? I was by Rava, I washed the shoes without kibus. I thought that was soft." So he says, "Hayal the ba'er shemin alav shel Rava shel b'chayabar ashek b'nis tavirai." That's a question. So he leaves that in the question. But your answer is a good answer, which means when the rabbi said his din and Rava said his din, he said it stam, which was mashma mutalech kabez afilu soft. So if it was even soft, so then what? When Rav Chaya came along and said, "I used to wash his without kibbutz," not assuming that it was soft. He's asking him from soft. And then what did he answer back? He said, "Devarim shamat ta'ut." Oh, wait, there was a shikshuk mutar kibbutz asur. Oh, so the discussion is only by soft now. Which is a little strange now, which means even though he made a blanket statement, even though we had the safek, what type of shoes Rav was washing over there. Now we're assuming that it was soft.
No, Rabbi, I think they're putting in parentheses, the scrubbing is kibbutz.
Right.
So scrubbing is asur only on
soft.
Right,
that's exactly the point. On hard, the banana matir is scrubbing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's why they're asking this question. All he said was kibbutz is mutar. And the kibbutz is mutar bekasher. No problem. What are you asking about me? Oh, I washed the rabbi's shoes, and I didn't make scrubbing. I'll tell you, those were soft shoes. I'm talking about hard. So what do you have to retract for? Oh, ta'ut ayet tayami adi. Unless you say, like Adam wants to say, he made a stam statement. Mutar lechabes b'shabbat. It sounds like ben kasher, ben this. Oh, what are you talking about? I did the shoes. The shoes was... Okay, kibbutz from Kom Kadosh. Okay, these all pesukim came over here. We said what? That the kibbutz that's done on the beggar, it has to be done by Makom Kadosh. Breaking the kibbutz that has in it the korban meat in it, also is Makom Kadosh. And shetifah merikah is also done in Makom Kadosh. No, that's clearly kibbutz done in Makom Kadosh. Shivirat kibbutz minayim tamud lomar kibbutz shetibu shalbo. Right after the law of kibbutz, it talks about breaking the keli cheres. Since there's a vav over there, teach me just like you do the other thing in the azara, so too here you have to do it in the azara itself. Understand the ooh? The vav is mosif. It's the next pasuk. Yes. Merika ushtifa bechli nechoshet minayin tamud mar veim. Again the vav. Im bechli nechoshet bushala umorak mishutaf b'mayim. So the vav comes to Mosif as well to come and say kibbutz. We know already it's done in Azara, and the next item is also done in Azara, and the next item is also done in Azara. Ze chomer b'hatat. This is the stringency that hatat has over all the other kodesh kodashim, that blood needs kibbutz, but other kodesh kodashim does not need kibbutz. Betu leka. What? That's the only one. Ve'ika. What about, you have this chumrah, shenichnas damav lifnim. We have another chumrah by Korban Hatat. The chumrah is that what? That sometimes we bring the blood of a hatat inside the hechal. That's called hatat benimit. No other korban, the blood goes inside. Why did you tell me this is the only chumrah? There's another chumrah by hatat. Hatat benimit goes inside, the blood goes inside. So what it says, b'hatat ha'itzonot. We're talking about chumrot against the hatat chitzona. Compare all things equal on the hatat chitzona to the other hatat, the other korbanot that are done on the chitzona. The difference would be kibbutz. On the outer mizbeach korbanot, we only found one chumrah that a hatat has over other korbanot that are brought on the outer mizbeach. What is that? Kibbutz. Gemara says, what do you mean? She'im nechnas dama lifnim pesula. What are you talking? We have another chumrah. Hatat hitzona. That its blood, when inside, becomes pasul. Masha'ik in other kodshe kodashim, for example, an asham, that its blood, when inside the hechal, does not become pasul. So even on the hitzona items, we found the chumrah by hatat as opposed to the kodshe kodashim. Rabbi Akiva damar kol damim sheniknesu laichal lechaper pesula. Rabbi Akiva, any blood, even if from an asham, from any blood from a kapara korban that goes inside becomes pasul. So that's not a chumna over a hatat over other korbanot. The Gemara continues sheken mechaperim al haybe keritut. We have another chumna. Hatat is mechaper on karet, but sheken no other kodshe kodashim is mechaper on karet. So there's another chumrah that hatat has over other korbanot. Behatat tishmi'at hakol. The Mishnah is talking about a specific korban hatat. What shmi'at kol is korban oleh v'yored. The second shavuot subject. When a person, let's say, swore falsely, shavuot ta'edut, he swore that there is no testimony, and then we found out that he does no testimony. Meaning we're talking about one korban here, by the way. Korban hatat, that's not on a karet item. Rav Gemara, you have no way to learn this. The Mishnah says, this is the chumrah of a hatat over all other kodshe kodashim. It means, this is the chumrah of a hatat, of a olev yored hatat, that comes mishmi'at kol, that there's no karet. Alibad Rabbi Akiva, that says all other korbanot, that if the blood goes inside, it's also going to be pasul. So that's not a chumrah. So the only chumrah that a hatat of olev yored b'shmi'at kol of shvat ha'edut is kibbutz. Oh yeah, sheken tona arba matanot. What are you talking? Dam hatat has to be sprinkled on the four corners. Well, all the other kodesh kodashim is time shein arba. They just put it on the diagonals. Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar called Damim Teonim Arba Matanot. Okay, all come on before Matanot, according to Rabbi Yishmael. So it's no Humrah. All things are equal again. Oh, yeah. Al Arba Keranot. It's got to be on the four corners. Huh? No, it's a question. Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar called Damim Teonim Arba Matanot. Period. These four matanot on the mizbeach, not on the corners. Four matanot on the mizbeach. The Gemara says fine, but hatat is still mahmir, because it has to be on the keranot. According to the other ones, it doesn't have to be on the on the keranot. It's on the shtekan. I mean, you pour four pourings on two keranot. That I do it. Gam shavur kashamuk akshor shetaba arba matanot mikol makom kol hamatanot itam rak ashtek keranot. Which is dam hatat, you put 1, 2, 3, 4. According to Mishra, you also put 4, but only on 2 kiranot. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, on the two walls.
It's four matanot,
but it's
on the corners.
Exactly, it's two walls at a time. So it's two. But it's not on the kiranot themselves, right. That's the point.
On the corners, so it's on four corners.
So we have Humrah.
Two corners, but four walls.
It's two corners that are four walls. Which is four, but the point is you're telling me that Hatat has a Humrah, kiranot mamash. Mm-hmm. This is not kiranot, which is less. Lutamech, haika keren, haika etzba, haika huda. Hold it. Which means, if you're coming to tell me this is the only Humrah, there's many Humrah that we've done by Hatat. Number one, keren, like we just said. Number two, it's got to be sprinkled with the finger of the Kohen. Number two, it's got to be bechuda on the...
on the corner, on the edge of
on the edge of the corner itself. Mashe'ekat shal kubanot. Ela, had mitre tlata humre nakat. So no questions out the window. The Mishnah was not saying this is the only humrah. It meant to say this is one of several humrot. So therefore the whole question is finished. Now you don't have to come. You don't got to come back to say it's this type of hatta. There's many chumrot. There's karet. There's the blood that went inside becomes pasul. There's a lot of stuff. But the gebet hatat add this to the list. Say echad me'achumrot sheyesh bechatta that it needs kibbutz, but she ain't. The others know. Baruch Adonai.
Amen.